meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A dense fog advisory continues. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 40. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A dusting of snow Friday. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Senator Tom Holland, a Baldwin City Democrat, has introduced a bill forbidding legislators from working simultaneously in an executive branch leadership role. The adoption of the reform bill would have implications for Senator J.R. Clays, who serves as senior advisor to Attorney General Chris Kobach, and Democratic Lieutenant Governor David Tolan, who works as Secretary of Kansas Department of Commerce. Under Senate Bill 328, any member of the legislature who accepted a job in the executive branch would be compelled by law to resign from the House or Senate, but this wouldn't apply to those working at universities under the management of the Kansas Board of Regents. In other news, an 18-year-old Manhattan man, Mark Oliver, was arrested in connection to an investigation regarding a shooting at a house party last October that left three people injured. Oliver was issued a $1 million bond and all four suspects from the investigation are in Riley County Jail. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty Eck Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita's only presidents award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty Eck Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Noelle and Charles Adamson were the Medicine Lodge couple who died in a house fire, and Noelle's daughter, Jaden Amix, found out in one of the worst ways possible. She spoke with KSN.
At this point, I feel like I am in some type of nightmare, and I'm going to eventually wake up. Sadly, I did personally find out through people commenting, saying, yes, they died, and it's like, I didn't get the chance to even be told this.
The couple's friend, Cindy Hull, had just left the house an hour before the fire after hanging out with the Adamsons. She had this to say.
Well, I'm devastated to lose them, and I was hoping for more memories, but I feel absolutely blessed with the ones I have and that I had the privilege to know them.
Investigators are still trying to figure out what started the fire. In other news, the Kansas Department of Transportation is extending the Kansas Highway 10 feedback until Friday, January 5th. The online feedback window was originally supposed to end on January 2nd, but has extended to the end of the week to allow more people to participate after the holiday season. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the kickoff of the year of 2024. Also means some new law changes across the state of Nebraska from the state legislative session as they wrapped up last year, including minimum wage increases and motorcycle helmet use. According to KGWN out of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, they say that minimum wage increases have started as of January 1st, raising minimum wage in the state to $12 an hour from the recent $10.50. They say it's an ongoing wage increase after the minimum raise rose from $9 to $10.50 in 2023, with another raise that will begin in January of 2025. At the same time, those that receive tips will also receive $2.13 an hour as a minimum. At the same time, Legislative Bill 138 also went into effect to changing motorcycle helmet usage, mandating those over the age of 21 able to ride their motorcycles without a helmet if they've completed the Nebraska Department of Transportation's approved safety course. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
finalize the 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you. Whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their last meeting approved year-end fund transfers, including $650,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $20,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $100,000 from the Sheriff to the Sheriff's Capital Outlay Fund, and $150,000 from the Sheriff to the Capital Improvement Fund. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve Hall Brothers' bid for 12th Road Overlay in the amount of $893,000 and a Hall Brothers' bid for Onyx Seal on 3.5 miles of the Winifred Road and 3.5 miles on the Landfill or Pheasant Road in the amount of $167,000. The county appraiser explained the valuation process for heavy trucks. Directive is given by the Property Valuation Division to use market or retail value in the Price Digest Value Guide. A motion was approved with U.S. Imaging for digitizing records in the Register of Deeds office for $248,000. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last week, conducting mostly routine business. Committees will meet January 8th. The next regular supervisors meeting is January 10th. Planning and zoning will meet January 16th or 18th. And Gage County Township meeting is scheduled February 8th. Blue Rapids Community Action Team has been awarded a Kansas Department of Commerce Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant in the amount of $12,000 to be used for community vibrancy, food retail expansion, and public libraries. Through the grant, the committee is looking at assisting Riverside Market with a new freezer and cooler, shelves for the city library, and new city welcome banners. Seneca City Council is continuing pursuit of outdoor fitness courts, with 70% of a projected $205,000 total cost currently funded, including city match of a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield and $40,000 in private local contributions, leaving $60,000 to be funded. A location near the aquatic park is suggested for the facility, which will include outdoor exercise fixtures developed by the National Fitness Campaign for all ages and skill levels for strength and agility training. 22nd Judicial District Chief Judge John Weingart has been reappointed through 2025 and will continue serving Marshall, Nemahaw, Brown, and Donovan counties as one of 29 chief judges reappointed by the Kansas Supreme Court. Quality Beef Day in Marysville is set for Saturday, April 13th. Washington County Saddle Club Annual Rodeo is June 14th and 15th, and the Hanover Days of 49 will be July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30, with rosary at 10:30, with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca, with Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ellen E. Lears. Trudy L. Reith, age 71, of Washington, passed away Saturday, December 30th. A massive Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 13th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation will begin 6 p.m. Friday, January 12th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church. Rosary will be held at 7 p.m., also at the church. Memorial suggestions to the Lynn Community Nursing Home and may be sent in care of Christy Annual's Funeral Home in Waterville, also in charge of arrangements for Trudy L. Reith. James Jimmy Messick, 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services are pending with Kinsley Mortuary. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be held for final expenses. Contributions can be mailed to Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Messick.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Begin your new year with a new career at Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. You cannot beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour with a $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, all-inclusive medical plan, paid time off and paid holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or call 785-562-5381 for more information. Landall Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some widespread fog early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying cloudy into Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Rain and snow showers may continue into Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And more showers may continue into Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Partly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And a slight chance for some rain and snow throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow likely on Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area, first part of January, 29 degrees. Record high on this date, 64, with the record low being 18. Sunrise this morning at 7:47, while sunset will be at 5:16.
Animals are suited for the outdoors, but are they at risk in cold weather? Absolutely. Some first aid tips for frosty paws today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Author J.R.R. Tolkien was born on this day, and in 1959, Alaska became our 49th state. Animals may be more suited to the outdoors than us, but even they are at risk in sub-freezing weather. If an animal has icy patches, discoloring of tissue, and shivering, they may be suffering from hypothermia, frostbite, or both. Your first step should be to seek professional help. In the meantime, move the animal to a warm place and wrap them in a dry blanket. Frozen tissue may be soaked in warm, not hot water, then dried gently. And here are two important don'ts. Don't massage or rub the affected areas and never use a heat source like a blow dryer or heating pad. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Smith Auto is proud to support the skilled Pawnee City Indians winter sports teams. The athletes have been training diligently and are sure to bring in the wins as they compete in the upcoming events this year. From the crew at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer newer used auto parts, body repairs, and glass installations. Kyle's Service Center is cheering for the Pawnee City Indians winter sports teams. The sportsmanship, fine skill, dedication, and team spirit displayed by the talented guys and girls is sure to bring them to victory. Good luck, teams, from all your supportive friends and loyal fans at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City. Creative Thoughts will be cheering loudly for the Pawnee City High School winter sports teams. Their skill and determination to bring home the win at upcoming games is unmatched, and their drive to succeed is an inspiration to everyone. So let's go fight win, Indians. You've got this. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball across the state of Kansas back in full swing after the Kansas State Wildcats took on Chicago State last night. Now it's off to the weekend for both KU and K-State, coming up with tip-offs on Saturday. The Kansas Jayhawks are still sitting as the number 2 seed in the nation as they take on TCU on Saturday. Their tip-off coming up at 1 o'clock. That is at home in Manhattan. They're coming off their latest victory on Saturday last week against Wichita State, 86-67 in their interstate rivalry, and the first time they've played in more than 9 years. Kansas State also staying at home in Lawrence with their tip-off on Saturday at 5 p.m. as they take on the UFC Knights. The Knights are coming off a big victory, 98-54, on Friday last week against Bethune at Cookman. Overall right now, Kansas is still sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference with a 12-1 record. Kansas State towards the bottom of the list at 10-3. The Wichita State Shockers have a tip-off tonight against North Texas at home in Wichita.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
After the latest victory from the Kansas City Chiefs in securing the win for the AFC West for the 2023 season, Patrick Mahomes says that he's been busy off the field as he has been on the field. By a surprising one student with tickets to the Super Bowl coming up in just a month. As KNOP News reports, a 13-year-old Isaac Murdoch was surprised with the Super Bowl tickets from Patrick Mahomes, saying that he's a diehard Chiefs fan, but battling with a rare spinal defect living in the Kansas City area. During a surprise visit from Mahomes, he said it was encouraging to watch the student with the rare spinal defect still playing lots of basketball along with other sports in his wheelchair as he partakes in the Variety KC, a nonprofit organization in the area helping kids with disabilities. According to the student Isaac, he says him along with his whole family will be making the trip to Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58 coming up in February, where the game will be played at Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. And according to Isaac, he says he hopes to see the Kansas City Chiefs there for the Super Bowl again this year. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
High school basketball scores from Tuesday night. A look around the area. First in girls action, Valley Heights defeated Washington County 56-43. Hanover handled Lynn 49-34. Frankfort edged out Donovan West 54-44. Axel topped Onega 43-33. While Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 59-42. And Southern fell to Freeman 56-14. In boys action, Valley Heights squeaked past Washington 53-45. Hanover handled Lynn 58-43. Frankfort topped Donovan West 38-29. Axtell defeated Onega 66-32. Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 65-48. And Southern fell to Freeman 50-39.
The 51st annual Kansas Shriners All-Star roster has been announced, with Axtell's Sawyer Dieters claiming a spot. The senior lineman anchored a defense this last season that allowed less than 7 points per game and led Axtell to their third consecutive 8-man Division II state championship and current 39-game winning streak. Dieters joins Holden Bass of Nemaha Central on the East roster, while Brody Hayes of Clay Center was named to the West roster. One of three 8-man players in the state to make either roster, Axtell's Sawyer Dieters will compete in the 51st annual Kansas Shrine Bowl June 29th at Welch Stadium in Emporia. For KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Here are a few reasons to add Easy Care sunflowers to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sunflowers are nature's bird feeder, attracting these winged visitors to the garden. No need to refill or clean, just enjoy the show. And yes, squirrels often visit, but you just might enjoy watching their acrobatics when retrieving the seeds. New shorter, smaller flowered, and pollinous varieties make it easier to grow, cut, and arrange your own sunflower bouquet. Pollinators, mostly bees, but also hummingbirds and butterflies, visit the flowers. Plant some in or near the vegetable garden to increase these visitors needed to pollinate many of our vegetables. Smaller varieties like Sunray Yellow and Music Box are the perfect size for containers. Harvest a few seeds to roast and enjoy, or try growing sunflower microgreens. You'll enjoy the nutty, fresh flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
I've always been fascinated by some of the old opera houses in small towns across America. Those buildings often have quite a story, and that is certainly the case for one in the town of What Cheer, Iowa. Not only is it an impressive building, but it has a couple of unique claims to fame to boot. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the town of What Cheer, Iowa, you'll find an impressive three-story building on the town's main thoroughfare.
The Opera House was built in 1893 by the Masons.
Tony Hull says the Masons held meetings on the third floor, while the rest of the building was a grand opera house.
And in those early years, I mean, Guy Lombardo and John Philip Sousa, Kitty Wells, Hank Williams Jr., Porter Wagner, they had some big names.
If you step inside, there are a couple of features you'll be hard-pressed to find anywhere else.
Second floor is a balcony, and we have this gorgeous horseshoe railing, and I believe it is the only working opera house west of the Mississippi that has this type of balcony.
And another interesting feature is a door behind the stage.
One of the back doors, it's in the Guinness World Book of Records. It's the tallest, skinniest door. When traveling shows would come, they'd bring in these big backdrops, and they'd just carry them in through that back door, nail them into the floor, have their shows, and then back out the door they'd go.
In the 1960s, the Masons disbanded, and the building was to be razed.
So there was a wrecking ball outside ready to level the building. And there was a gentleman in town, his name was Lee Coulon. He paid $500 for the building. So save the building, and that's the most important thing.
And this town has done just that, working hard to restore the Grand Opera House. They host several events every year, and you can stop by for one of those shows or call ahead for a tour of a true gem that has been brought back to life here. Traveling the countryside in What Cheer, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY. Christmas tree is still useful even though it's past its prime. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Birds, fish, and even your garden will benefit when you recycle the Christmas tree as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a lake about a mile from my house, and every year right after the holidays, someone's Christmas tree is laid on the ice. The neighbors make bets on the day the ice melts enough for the tree to fall through. It then sits on the bottom of the lake where it becomes a refuge and feeding area for the fish. R.J. Laverne is a master arborist for the Davy Tree Expert Company in Ohio. He says another way to benefit nature is to put the tree out in the woods and stand it upright.
Take some pine cones and smear them up with peanut butter. Hang those from your used Christmas tree and let the birds and squirrels have a post-Christmas feast. Come spring, you can cut the branches off of the tree, and those will gradually decay into your forest ecosystem.
Lots of communities have Christmas tree recycling services. The trees are usually chipped up and become useful mulch for parks, trails, and other landscapes. If you don't have a recycling facility nearby, run the tree through a chipper or cut it up into small pieces.
You can always use a sharp bow saw and carefully cut the branches off and cut the trunk up into smaller pieces and essentially create your own mulch that then can be used around the base of your own landscape plants.
Christmas trees also make effective erosion barriers for lake and river shoreline stabilization. The branches and trunk help lessen the amount of sand and soil washed away by the water. Laverne says one thing you do not want to do is feed a dry tree inch by inch into the fireplace. He knows of a guy who thought the fire would only consume what was going directly in the fireplace, and the tree went up all at once. That guy had a bad day. Find more tips for recycling your Christmas tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marshall County Public Transportation offers rides to all ages in Marshall County. Rides are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. We also make regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka. Call 562-2020 to reserve your ride with us. 24-hour advance reservation is preferred. Marshall County Public Transportation is funded in part by KDOT.
A farm lender lays out the value of crop insurance today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farm bill critics are singling out crop insurance premium subsidies, saying large farms benefit significantly. But an ag banker says crop insurance is a vital tool for protecting farmers from financial disaster.
You know, here in Iowa where we're at, we didn't have great yields. And I've heard it from several producers, you know, I'm a bin short of corn where I was a year ago. Crop insurance has helped us out big this year.
That's Caleb Hopkins, a loan production officer in the Halber, Iowa branch of First Dakota National Bank. Hopkins participated in a recent webinar put on by secondary ag lender Farmer Mac. He says when a small crop is combined with high interest rates and lower commodity prices, farmers can be in a bind.
Liquidity becomes a bigger issue because I don't have the grain that I planned on having, that I've historically had, to generate cash in this operation. Wait a second, where's it coming from? Crop insurance has helped us out. All right, you know, we don't get rich on crop insurance. It keeps us moving forward. So then you also throw in the interest rates, inflationary pressures, taking more money. It's kind of this perfect storm building here that we've been able to survive. You know, we've seen it coming, but most producers haven't seen it in action and what it's going to cause to their balance sheets.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
South American weather is impacting U.S. markets. Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Weather conditions in Brazil as it relates to crop conditions is a market driver this time of year. John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, says right now there's been some improvement in the weather conditions for the country.
Decent rain came across some key areas of Brazil again over the weekend. That was anticipated by the market. I think that was some of the weakness we saw at the end of the year there, the last couple trading days last week. You know, there's issues there. There's some areas that have lost production. The amount is going to be the hard part. We're trying to figure that out down the road. Social media and the internet is full of pictures of failing crops and struggling crops, or farmers wiping their crop out to get ready for the next crop just because of lack of production. But at the same time, Brazil is an immensely large country when you talk about size. They're still planting in some regions, harvesting in the other regions. You know, so it's going to be a tough get in terms of figuring out where this production finally comes in.
He says the market expects the soybean crop from Brazil at about 150 million metric tons. However, he says currently Brazil is not the cheapest option in the world market.
Right now in this short-term window, we are in terms of grains. for both corn and soybeans, but soybeans can quickly fall apart here as we get a little further into the next couple of months and we start seeing more and more of that early harvest come to play. And then those Argentina beans start showing up. We're already seeing the impact on the soybean meal price with Argentina's crop coming. The poor harvest in Brazil may be more of a fall factor as China looks for their beans in the end of the year, right when we hit our harvest window. This year they had a good supply of Brazilian beans to compete against the U.S. bean. Next year that might not be there, and that could give us some price again at the harvest side of things. But at least in the front end, when it comes down to flat price here in the next few weeks, beans could be in trouble given those lower South American supplies.
As for corn, Heinberg says the United States is the, quote, only game in town currently, and the market is starting to pick up and could provide support as growers prepare for the 2024 crop.
Here's a look at your...
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
Animals with a healthy balance of microbiomes in their gut have a stronger immune system. This means less reliance on antibiotics. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Animals have a gut full of microbiomes, bacteria, fungi, and viruses. When the gut biome is properly balanced, it supports the body's immune and digestive systems. Researchers at Purina Animal Nutrition are studying microbiomes and looking for alternatives to help an animal maintain its health or to naturally stave off bacterial infections. Emily Otto Tice is a swine nutritionist. She says they're collecting microbiome samples from various contact points on the animals.
Whether that comes from their mouth or oral samples, we're looking at fecal samples, we're looking at milk samples, we're looking at underlying tissue samples where the animals nurse to look at all the bacteria that could be on the skin of their dams, and looking at what good bugs exist, where they can overpopulate and reduce the effect of pathogenic population bacteria from taking over.
They're trying to look at all aspects of the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and introduce those as feed additives or direct-fed microbials across all species.
We are learning that there are certain bacterial populations that can be common from multiple species and they have beneficial effects. So we're trying to isolate those and find out, hey, this works really well in the baby pig. They don't scour when they get weaned from their mama and go on to dry feed. So let's try to find more populations of these by creating a concentrated product in a form that can be delivered in the feed.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about microbiomes and gut health at agriculture.com.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, But do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we venture through the midday, we're seeing more mixed numbers to slightly higher in the livestock, as February live cattle still down a bit, dropping 30 cents to 171.62. April is back in the green, currently up 7 at 174.57. Feeders are also back into the green. January feeders up 15 cents to 225.57. March gains 25 cents at 226.70. And the hogs also making up for some of yesterday's losses. February hogs up 22 to 65.55. April's up a nickel at 70. We'll look now into the grains, as we're still seeing a mostly mixed, choppy day of trade. March corn right now is up 0.75 cents at 464.5. May currently up a quarter at 477.25. It's lower numbers all across the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat specifically down 7 at 622 a bushel. May trading at 625.5. That's down 6.5. And the oats mostly mixed. March oats down 2 cents at 373.75. However, May back up a half a cent at 374.5. Taking a look at the soy markets, January beans are currently down 0.75 cents at 1273.25. However, the later future contracts are back in the green. March up 5.75 cents at 1279.25. Soy meal also higher. January's up 260 at 381.50. And the soy oil complex is also a bit higher today. January's up 53 at 48.32. Cotton complex is enjoying a triple digit gain. March up 130 at 81.24. May up 129 at 82.37. Into the energy market, sharply higher day. February crude oil up 244, trading at 72.81. February unleaded gas gained 7 cents a gallon today, up to 216. February heating oil up to 261. That's a gain of 9. And natural gas for February also up 9 at 266. Taking a look at the stock markets here as we pass through the midday, the NASDAQ falls for a second straight day. Currently down 119 at 14,645. The S&P's down 24 at 4,719. And the Dow Jones is down 145 at 37,569. Quickly now, we'll take a look at the dollar index for today. Slightly higher for the month of March, up 37 at 102.26. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at Midwest.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murren, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Cattle producers have many things to worry about as we move into the new year, one of them being their spring calving herds. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what producers should do to prepare for calving. He begins by sharing what supplies you need before the first animal is born.
Now is the time to plan ahead, okay? Before that first animal hits the ground, let's reassess what we have. Do you need to check any chains or grease anything? But then it's supplies, right? We have some usables that we may use. Have a good look at your calving chains, okay? If they've rusted or have any sharp points, go buy a new set and have those prepared. And maybe purchase some of those products prior to the calving season to make sure you have everything on hand. You're not racing around in the middle of the night trying to find stuff in the barn. Making sure you have all that readily available and you know it's clean, it's prepared, you have everything ready to go.
Tarpoff explains the calving process in stages, and describes how producers can identify which one the animal is in.
The birthing process is a series of events, and that first stage is the initiation. There's a lot that happens on the inside of the animal, but there's not as much of what they're showing us. Outside of that, what initiates that calving, we see some behavioral changes that may say, hey, maybe I ought to go check her out and see what's going on. We could be in the initial stages of calving. Now, inside the animal, we have a series of events that gets initiated from hormone release from the baby calf. Its hormones initiate a series of contraction, dilation, and relaxation. Now, stage one of calving takes several hours, but once the first fetal membranes come through and they break, that's the initiation of stage two. That's our active calving stage. So when you see strings hanging out with a little bit of fluid that is broken, that's active calving. And that's where the cow herself, she'll lay down. You see her actively pushing. And you'll also start seeing things come through the birth canal. Finally, it ends with hopefully a live newborn baby calf on the ground and life is good, but always remember that she does have to pass the placenta.
He says what his rule of thumb is for deciding when to interfere with the birthing process.
When the water bag breaks, I say the rule of an hour. If she is not making adequate progress within an hour, there's a reason for it. Why a rule of an hour? Think about our young heifers. It can take them up to 2 hours to normally go through a calving process, but I break it down to the rule of an hour because I don't want her to get exhausted. If you're out checking your cows, you see her, you know, that water bag, we know she's in active calving, give her up to an hour. But if it takes longer than an hour, there's a reason for it, and that's when we want to intervene.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers should keep in mind as they prepare for the calving season. Being prepared will save stress for the producer and animal. Find more information about this topic and the K-State Calving School at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The major stock indexes headed into the midday in a slump. The Dow Jones this morning was down 256 points. The S&P was off 0.7%. The NASDAQ was lower by 0.9%. It's the time of year when the holiday shopping bills come due. A new survey by LendingTree suggests that only about half of us think we can pay off our December credit card balance in full. Nationally, credit card debt sits at just over $1 trillion. The red-hot labor market of 2022 cooled off substantially last year, and finding a new job became tougher for those hoping to make a career shift. In 2024, it may still be difficult for people to find work, depending upon their industry and the size of the company they're interested in joining. After loading up on streaming services, more Americans are beginning to make some cuts. Subscription analytics firm Antenna says 6.3% of Americans trimmed back on streaming services in November, a jump of a point from a year earlier. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classic Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News.